Thank you very much, Chair. Mr. Martin Sibinden, Chair of the 83rd session of the Working Party on the Program Plan and Performance, Ms. Rebecca Greenspan, Secretary General of UNCTAD, Excellencies, Distinguished Delegates, Ladies and Gentlemen. Firstly, I would like to join others in congratulating you, Mr. Chair and Mr. Nati Vichitsorasattra of Thailand, on your election as Chair and Vice Chair cum Rapporteur, respectively, for the 83rd session of the Working Party. I would like to extend my sincere appreciations to the Secretary General, Ms. Rebecca Greenspan, for being with us here today and share her direction and vision to strengthen the work of UNCTAD for the collective benefits of all member states. We fully agree with the Secretary General that we need to have a closer coordination in the UN system and that UNCTAD should play a central role as the focal point for trade and development, and that the work we do here in all areas should be extended to influence the work of other agencies and forums within the UN system. Chair, we align our statement with that of the Group of 77, China, and the Asia-Pacific Group. At this junction, however, I would like to make a few additional general comments from the perspective of a least developed country. First, we are all agreed that the least developed countries are the most vulnerable group and that special support should be provided to this group of countries. The Bridgetown Covenant encapsulates the priorities of the LDCs by specifying the need of transforming economies through diversification. A number of developmental needs are important, and chief among them is the need for structural transformation of the economy, which is envisaged as a long-term solution to solve challenges faced by LDCs, which include commodity-dependent, low-value addition, lack of diversification and limited export basket, non-tariff measures among others. We commend the works of UNCTAD to provide study and analytical support such as on productive capacity and economic vulnerability and other related thematic studies that could be used to provide policy recommendations toward structural transformation. Second, I would like to raised the issue of rapid development of e-commerce and digital trade, which has widened the digital divide between LDCs and other economies. This is a crucial topic, as during the pandemic we have seen a large increase in e-commerce activities in all parts of the world. In this regard, it is important to make sure that LDCs do not get left behind on the digital front and that assistance and support are provided to build digital infrastructure, technology transfer, strengthening the legal and regulatory framework, and capacity development to foster innovations to benefit the from e-commerce. In relation to this, UNCTAD's assistance to support the implementation of trade facilitation agreement has proven beneficial for LDCs, in addition to the improvement in automation in trade facilitation and logistic system to support cross-border e-commerce. Third, we need to take into account the expected outcomes of the 5th UN Conference on Least Developed Countries to support the implementation of the next program of actions for LDCs 2021-2030. As the Secretary General has pointed out, UNCTAD is an important forum for discussing trade and development issues, and as such it should be an important agency to support the implementation of the new program of action. To conclude, Chair, Cambodia will continue to engage actively with all the divisions of UNCTAD and member states in the work of UNCTAD to make it an even stronger organization. We express our profound gratitude to the Secretary General for her strong commitment to support the LDCs. We also express our strong commitment to work and support the Secretary General's visions and to effectively implement the Bridgetown Covenant, which is central to the developmental needs of the developing countries, including LDCs. With that note, I would like to thank you, and we look forward to fruitful deliberation in the next parts of the program. Thank you.